Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless all of you on this blessed Sunday night to other parts of the world. It's Monday morning, and to other parts, it is Monday evening. But no matter what time of the day it is, I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. This is Brother Nate. Thank God for all of you that is listening. And no matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are, I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. Now, the phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call me at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over there, just contact us. The email address at godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's GODSWORD, the number 2, MAN, at gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we will give unto you. Praise be to God. So, without further ado, for those of you that follow us, you know how we do this. We open up with prayer before we go into the lesson today. So, wherever you listen to me at, why don't you join in with me and let us petition the Lord together for His Spirit to be with us. And then I'm going to pray the 91st Psalm. Amen. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Almighty God, we come before You in humility this day. And Father, we come to petition You for the presence of Your Spirit to be with us. So therefore, Lord, bless us with the presence of Your Spirit, and let Your Spirit reveal unto us what thus says the Lord. And Father, we'll give You glory, and we'll give You honor and praise, and we magnify You in Jesus' name. For Your word said, Lord, that as I dwell in the secret place of the Most High, that I shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Father, I say unto You that You are my refuge and my fortress. You are my God. In You, Lord, will I trust. And surely, Lord God, You shall deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. Lord, You shall cover me with Your feathers, and under Your wings shall I trust. Father, Your truth shall be my shield and buckler. I will not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at my side, and 10,000 at my right hand, but it shall not come near me. For only with my eyes shall I behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because I have made You, my Lord, who is my refuge and my Most High God, my habitation. Therefore shall no evil befall me, and neither shall any plague come near my dwelling. For, Lord, You should give Your angels charge over me to keep me in all Your ways. They shall bear me up in their hands, lest I dash my foot against a stone. And by the authority given me of Jesus Christ, I shall tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and the dragon shall I trample under my feet. Because, Lord, You have set Your love upon me. Therefore, Lord, You will deliver me. You will set me on high because You know my name. And, Father, I shall call upon You, and You will answer me. You will be with me in trouble. You will deliver me and honor me. And with long life will You satisfy me and show me Your salvation. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise be to God. Glory to the Most High God. Thank God for another blessed day. In Jesus' name, and all glory and honor, praise goes to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. And once again, I thank God for all of you that have been listening and been listening to us thus far. Next month, Lord said the same, will make 3 years that we've been on Blog Talk Radio, and I truly indeed count it as a blessing that God has opened the door. Amen. Praise be to God. Now, I want to say today, as I get ready to go into the message, and many of you who have been following us and listening to us know that we have been commissioned of the Lord Jesus to tell you about the work He's doing in these last days through the Elijah that He mentioned in Matthew 17 and in Malachi 4. That is the commission that the Lord has given us to those that have received the word of the Lord that He has been sending through His angelic messenger. And therefore, in this commission, He has commissioned us to tell you all that have been listening, not only to tell you about the sending of the Elijah and the word that He's bringing, but also point you to Christ that you may get a witness for yourself. It is not our job to get your phone numbers and addresses to harass you, okay? Now, I'm not trying to be funny when I say this, because I know that there's some who be out there and they'll harass you and bug you, but that's not our job. Our job is to give you the gospel and let you choose whether to take it before Christ or not. If you don't get an instant witness, you choose. But once we have done that, you know, it's off our hands. And so the first, the great commission that he's given us in this work here is to let the people know what he's doing and what he's doing in the sending of the Elijah. So, therefore, that's what we've been doing, and that's what we're going to continue to do. Amen? Praise be to God. And all glory and honor and praise go unto our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So today, I want to start off by reading a verse out of one of the messages that Jesus sent through the Elijah, and it's called the 57th message. Jesus sent it December the 9th, 1942. Once again, I don't have a problem giving you dates. I'm not trying to hide anything, because I want you to ask the Lord, did you send a message out in this date and time, Lord? Because remember, the angels of the Lord only come at the appointed time of the Lord. They don't come on my timing or your timing. They come on the timing of the Lord. So if you get a visit from the angel of the Lord, you can rest assured God knows it, because God sent him, and he comes at the appointed time of the Lord. Amen? And so therefore, I want to first read this verse and give you what the message is today. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm going to read what is called the third verse in this 57th message that Jesus sent through the Elijah, and had Elijah to tell us what thus says the Lord. And the word says, Satan also knows the weakness of man, and he has sought to destroy. Remember, I told you that he has sought to have you. Many the Lord has called have failed. Let it not be so with you. The Lord has heard your prayers and repentance. Be watchful unto prayer always, for there are those that rejoice because of offense and desire to overthrow you. The evil has come upon them. Some seek to destroy you and the message I bring, but they destroy themselves, for the words I bring are from the Lord, and will have their place. There are many that love the truth. Now, I want to give you this message today, and this word of the Lord goes to God's people, and they that will be of the bride. And the word of the Lord today is, don't be overthrown, be watchful. Don't be overthrown, be watchful. Now, this is the word of the Lord to you today that Jesus has sent by the Elijah, given by the Elijah, the resurrected John the Baptist, who is on the commission time of the Lord. He comes when the Lord sends him. Once again, he doesn't come on my time nor your time. He comes at the appointed time of the Lord Jesus Christ to bring the word of the Lord Jesus to mankind. Amen. Now, in that verse I read, we noticed that, and as I read to you, that the Lord said to be watchful unto prayer always, but there are those that rejoice because of offense and desire to overthrow you. Now, I want to look at that word overthrow in that verse of this message that Christ had said and had authorized the angel of the Lord to tell us. And that's why the title of this message, the Lord said, don't be overthrown, be watchful. Don't be overthrown, but be watchful. Now, the word of the Lord said that there are those who rejoice because of offense and desire to overthrow you. Okay? Hallelujah. Now, I asked Mr. Webster, I said, Mr. Webster, what does the word overthrow mean? Okay? And Mr. Webster, the word overthrow means to overturn, it means to upset, it means to cause the downfall of, it means to bring down, for defeat. So there are those, God wants you to be warned. There are those out there who rejoice to see your downfall. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. To those of you who try to walk the straight and narrow, to do what you're supposed to do in the Lord, this message goes to you that the Lord wants you to know there are those who rejoice because of offense and desire to overthrow you. They rejoice to bring you down. They rejoice to see your downfall. They rejoice to see you upset. They rejoice to see you overturned. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. So there are those who rejoice of that, okay? And according to the word of the Lord that I read to you in that verse, Jesus said the evil has come upon them. Hallelujah. And I want you to get this. That includes those who claim to be saved. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Jesus wants you to know the evil has come upon them. Some of them that claim to be saved rejoices to see your downfall. They rejoice to be the one to cause you to come down. Because there has been an envious spirit traveling among believers, to say, or among the Christian community, and there have been an envious, jealous spirit that has taken a hold of even those who claim to be saved, because one thing I want you to understand is that there are those who don't like the position that God has put you in, and they want it. There are those who have become envious or jealous because they want what you have. Now, I'm not trying to puff you up in pride. Please hear this message. I'm not trying to lift you up in pride. Now, some would deliver such a message, and to the one they're talking to, they're trying to make them big-headed. I'm not here to try to make you big-headed. That's not my job. I'm here to deliver the message. The word of the Lord is saying to you. And see, because the evil has come upon them, they're now operating in the wrong spirit. Anytime somebody rejoices, supposed to be your brother or your sister. Now, you can understand to a degree an unbeliever. But those that claim to be your brother and sister, and they rejoicing to see your fall, to bring you down, they are in the wrong spirit. And the evil has come upon them, okay? Now, notice that whatever I read, what the other thing I read in that verse, that the Lord said, be watchful unto prayer always. What is he saying? Remember, he said in Luke chapter 18, men shall always pray and not faint. The word always, translated from the Greek, means, you know, at all times. So he's telling you to be watchful unto prayer. So watch and pray at all times, okay? Not just when you're going through trials, but when everything seems to be going well. He said, be watchful, okay? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Not only, now get this, in the message when he said, be watchful unto prayer, not only is he telling you to look out for what people do to you or try to do to you, but also you need to look out for what they say to you and you receiving it. Because you will find out that there's things that people can tell you, and if you receive it, it can cause your downfall. Hallelujah, glory. I sense the Holy Ghost behind that. Thank you, Jesus. I sense the Spirit of the living God. The Spirit of the Lord is witnessing to me of that. And I'm going to say this again. When the Lord said, be watchful unto prayer always, he's not telling you to just look out for what people might try to do to you. He said, but look out for what they tell you. Okay? You can't receive everything, you know, that is told to you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Because, see, those that is where the evil has come upon them, and they are now in the spirit of rejoicing to see your downfall or rejoicing to bring you down will tell you some things that will cause you to fall. If you don't learn to check things by the word of God and the spirit of God. Hallelujah. That's what, glory, Jesus. Halabashata. And see, remember I told you the word overthrown also means, overthrow means to upset. And there are those, because of them being in that wrong spirit, they want to keep you upset. And the reason why they're doing it, because if you keep staying upset, you cannot focus on the work of the Lord. Because that's one of the things they will use to try to bring you down. You notice that whenever someone makes us mad, do you ever see why it's important for us to go to the Lord and get it off us? Because when you're staying angry, it's hard for you to focus on the Lord. It's hard to focus on the work of the Lord. And this is why Satan tries to many times keep us in anger or keep somebody at you like he does. Because if he can keep us in anger, our focus won't be on the Lord. Okay? Hallelujah. So therefore, those that, as he said here in the word of the Lord, rejoice because of offense and desire to overthrow you, has been doing things. Some of you know what I'm talking about. Maybe someone that's listening know what I'm talking about. Maybe, for example, you are a pastor in the church, or maybe or God has you doing a particular work in the Lord, and you notice that someone, they even call themselves a brother or sister, just keep doing stuff to make you upset. And the purpose of that is because they want to see you fail. Amen. Because they have picked up a spirit of envy and jealousy, the evil has come upon them, and in many cases, they want what you have. Because, see, sometimes people can see you walking in the faith, walking according to righteousness, and that light that shines from there shines on them and show them what they're not doing. And so they become envious, jealous. Some of them become, you know, get to a point they get upset because they want you to quit walking in that way. Because, you know, people, they may be around people that say, you know, so-and-so is a godly person because I see how they walk according to the faith in the Lord. And so they didn't even want to hear that. They're more upset now. And now they want to plan your downfall. Do you understand what I'm saying? Glory to the living God. Hallelujah. Now, let's go to the Bible. Let's go to 2 Timothy chapter 2. Now, let's go to 2 Timothy chapter 2. Thank you, Jesus. 2 Timothy chapter 2. Once again, the Lord's message to you today is don't be overthrown. Be watchful. Don't be overthrown. Be watchful. See, it's, you know, there are those who sincerely try to do the work of the Lord, but the problem is some of us are in a spiritual sleep. And some of us, if we don't watch it, who's walking according to the way of the Lord, we may be heading toward a place where we might fall asleep. Because sometimes we have to watch things we get into that we don't get so drawn and caught up in it that we neglect the work of the Lord. And if that happens, you'll fall into a spiritual sleep. And when you are in a literal sleep, what can you watch? Nothing. You're not watching anything. In fact, as I said before in one of the broadcasts, when you sleep, somebody can come in and make funny faces at you while you sleep. You don't see that unless you just wake up and look at them. But as long as you sleep, you don't see that. And many times when you sleep, you're not aware of anybody being in the room, okay, unless they make some kind of sound or something, you know, amen. Now, we're going to look at 2 Timothy chapter 2, and we're going to look at verses 15 to verse 18 is what we're going to read. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 15 to verse 18, and we're going to look at the word of the Lord, and once again, we're talking about don't be overthrown, be watchful. God said don't be at a point where you're caused to fall. Don't go through that downfall, you know, where people who are rejoicing to see you fall, don't let them ensnare you, okay, in such a trap. Now, in verse 15, he says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, but shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. And their word will eat as doth a canker, of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus, who concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrow the faith of some. Now let's stop right there. Now, we noticed in verse 15, the reason why I started verse 15, it was for a particular reason, because we're talking about don't be overthrown, be watchful. And as I said to you before, when the Lord said be watchful unto prayer, he's not all only telling you just to look out for what people try to do to you, but you need to watch what people say to you and you receiving it. You got to watch out for that, because, see, sometimes people will tell you certain things on purpose because of being in that wrong spirit to mislead you, to cause you to fall. Now, he told Timothy, God using Paul to tell Timothy, he said, study to show thyself approved unto God. In other words, he's saying, Timothy, I want you to read with the intention of learning. I want you to meditate on the word, and I want you to search the scriptures, okay? It's very important, and you need to hear this. It's very important as a believer individually that we do this. Because notice in that verse he said, rightly divide the word of truth. Now, you need to know the word so you can not only rightly divide it, but that you may also win as being rightly divided. I'm going to say that again. You need to know the word of God, not just so you can rightly divide it, but that you may know when it's being rightly divided. You understand what I'm saying? And see, when people want to cause your downfall through stuff they tell you, especially if they pick up on you being the type of person that doesn't get in the word too much, then they know they can basically tell you whatever that may sound good, knowing it will mislead you and cause you to fall. You understand what I'm saying? Because you're not getting in that word like you should. Hallelujah. You know, I thank you, Jesus. Spirit of the Lord just once again witnessing to me about this and how important it is. Thank you, Jesus, to know the word that you may not be overthrown. Now, verses 16 to verse 18, when he says it in this, what we just looked at, we can also see where Paul was warning Timothy, warning him to be watchful. Now, he didn't say the exact words, be watchful, but you can see in what he said in these verses that he was telling him to be watchful. He was warning him. Because when you look in verse 16, he says, shun profane and vain babblings, okay? That's things that is fruitless. Fruitless discussions is what vain babblings is here. Fruitless discussion, profane, wicked, evil, okay? Talk. Hallelujah. Because people will use this to overthrow you, especially if you don't know the word for yourself. Hallelujah. See, glory. Thank you, Jesus. See, people will come out, like I said, if they know especially, and you need to hear this, minister, because some of you are in minister's positions, and people don't like that you're in that position. I'm talking about God put you in that position. They don't like that. Some of them want to be in that position themselves. Some of them just don't like you, period, and want you to fall. That's point blank. Some of you sisters, you need to hear this. God has called you to a particular ministry, and you're doing a particular work in the Lord, and there are some that don't like that. And they want to see your downfall. And so they're talking about these useless, vain things, fruitless things, okay? They're trying to get into your spirit, trying to get you to accept, okay, wicked and evil, okay, babblings. Hallelujah. And if you don't know the word for yourself, it can cause you to fall. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. He mentions in verse 17 these two men Hymenaeus and Philetus, okay? And he said that in verse 18, they err. In fact, he talks about their word, eat as though a canker. Now, when you look in the original Greek word, the original Greek word for the word canker is meaning gangrene. Now, some of y'all may have seen or heard people who, let's say, have had gangrene like on their feet or something like that. They end up having to get that cut off because it's deadly. It can kill you. So they have to, if it's on their feet, they have to get their foot cut off or their leg or whatever because it eats up, okay, and it's deadly. And so what God is saying that the words that Hymenaeus and Philetus had been delivering to the people was deadly. It was causing them to lose out. It was killing them spiritually. And I want you to hear this. Some people are trying to overthrow you with these particular vain and profane babblings that is not God trying to kill your spirit. And God is telling you, he says, shun that. Keep away from it. In other words, he's saying, don't you do it, and don't you be accepting of being around people that does it. Because if you don't keep away from it, and you become more involved and caught up with it, it can cause you the downfall. Because when you look in verse 18, it says that this same Hymenaeus and Philetus, the same Hymenaeus that Paul mentions in I think in his first epistle, that said he blasphemed, okay, the same ones, they were telling people that the resurrection is past already. And Paul said, and overthrow the faith of some. Now see, once again, that word overthrow right there, according to the original Greek word, means, just like Webster said, overturn or subvert. They overturn the faith of some. They cause the downfall of some of the people's faith. Some of the people, their faith went down. They caused them to fall. Because why? They were telling people the resurrection is past already. You know, Jesus talks about the resurrection is to come. And he has to come in order for that to happen, okay? So you can't preach a resurrection happening without Christ coming in these last days. You can't do that. You know, and so on top of that, if you're telling people, say, it already passed already, you're saying that it ain't going to be no more resurrection, okay? And see, now, it overthrew the faith that Paul said of some. And so here you can see where he was warning Timothy and letting him know, hey, watch out. Because he named Philetus and Hymenaeus. He was letting him know, watch out for these men, okay? Watch out for what they're teaching and what they're saying. Don't receive it. And that's why he says, study to show thyself approved. And see, some of us, we're not getting in that word. And you're thinking that you're going to get an exempt card from God. Well, I got some news for you. If you don't get in that word and know it for yourself, those that rejoice and see you fall is going to be successful. I'm just here to lay it for you plain, okay? If you don't get to know that word for yourself, not running trying to depend on everybody. Now, there's times you may have asked others something about what something means or something like that. I understand that. But I ain't talking about you becoming dependent on them. See, some people become dependent on other people in the body of Christ. They won't study too much themselves, but they already run to the other person. What does this mean? Where did it? What does it mean? You know, you got to dig in that word yourself. Okay? And you have people out there with a Philetus and a Hymenaeus spirit who's out there causing the faith of some of God's people to fall through the words that they're teaching or preaching or through what they're saying, which contradicts the very word of God itself. Hallelujah. And see, you have people who have been mad at the Lord because they accepted something that others told them that was contradicted to the scripture, and see, they got in trouble. So now they're mad with God, and I'm like, why are you mad at God? Because what they told you contradicted the scripture. Why didn't you look it up yourself? Glory. And they try to play the blame game like Adam. When God said, Adam, where is that done? You know, Adam, he asked Adam, did he partake of the fruit? from the forbidden fruit from the tree. And Adam said, well, he said, the woman you gave me. So now he's trying to blame God and saying, God, if you wouldn't have gave me this woman, I wouldn't have failed. And so God go to the woman. What the woman said, well, the serpent beguiled me. So all the blame game. The blame game was on. And see, this is what God wants you to hear today. Don't be overthrown. Be watchful. Don't be overthrown. Be watchful, okay? The warning of the Lord that he is sending unto you through the message that he's sending from his throne, that the Elijah has been saying unto the people of God, delivering to the people of God, and they that will be of the bride. Don't be overthrown, be watchful. You need to look out. Because some of these people that's rejoicing and desire to see you overthrown, you may not know who they are, but God is giving you a warning to be watchful. God is not God letting you know, we sometimes in Christianity we get things mixed up. We think being humble means be naive. And being humble don't mean to be naive. It doesn't mean you accept everything people tell you. And so sometimes we get it mixed up. And so people is telling us all kind of stuff and we are accepting it. And it's causing us and messing us up in the spirit. It's messing with our walk. It's affecting our walk and all that. Because once again, when you have those who the evil has come upon, who rejoices to see you fall, they're telling you these things so you can fall. Amen? Now, let's look at one more scripture. Let's go to Titus. Titus chapter 1. Titus chapter 1. And we're going to look at verses 9 to verse 11. Titus chapter 1, verses 9 to verse 11. We're still talking about overthrown. You know, don't be overthrown. Okay? Don't be fallen, you know, due to ensnarements that other has set up for you to fall. Be watchful. Don't be sleep, okay? Because once again, there are people, you know, who, because of the evil has come upon them, rejoices to bring you down. And one of the reasons, like I said, they want what you have. They want to be in maybe the position that you are in. And some people just do it because they really just hate you, because for the simple fact is that when you're walking by faith and by the word of God or by truth, it causes light to shine. And so the light is shining on them and showing them that they haven't been doing what they're supposed to do. Now, once again, I tell you that this is not just when we're talking about just unbelief, we're talking about even some that are professing Christ. Now, Titus chapter 1, verse 9 through 11, the word of the Lord said, holding fast the faithful word as he had been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and to convince the gainsayers. For there are many unruly and vain talkers and deceivers, especially they of the circumcision, whose mouths must be stopped, who subvert whole houses, teaching things which they ought not for filthy lucre's sake. Okay, now, when we started verse 9, went to verse 11. Now, at first, the first thing you see, Paul was talking to Titus about one of the things he's talking about, the qualifications of a bishop. And so this not only would go to a bishop, as you see in verse 7, but especially believers in those, especially in the ministry. It can go to them in the ministry. And in also it can go to believers in Christ Jesus, period. Now, notice that he said in verse 9, holding fast the faithful word as he had been taught. See, now we come to understand that not only must you know the word, but you got to hold to it. See, sometimes people know the word, but they don't hold to it. When times of testing come, they turn the word loose, okay? And he said, for the bishop, And overall, for you as born-again believers, he said, hold fast the faithful word as he's been taught. So we look at that also to understand that you have your personal study at home, and when you're in Sunday school, you have like a teaching study, because in the Sunday school, there's a breaking down of words and expounding and all that. You're still under a study, okay? But you're having it in Sunday school where you're being taught, okay? You're reading with the intention of learning. You're searching scriptures. You're searching words out. That's all what goes on in your Sunday school, okay? Because it's your teaching moment. But here you're told to hold fast to the faithful word. Why is that? Because those that seek to overthrow you, once again, not only do you watch what they try to do to you, but you must watch also what they say to you, and you receiving it. And once again, here we're told that the word is faithful. Holding fast to the faithful word. So whatever you need the word of God to do for you, it will do it. It's faithful. Okay? You need strength, it'll provide strength. Okay? If you need peace, it'll provide peace. That's why it's the faithful word. It doesn't neglect you in a time of trouble. Okay? It'll be with you. Amen? So he said, holding fast to the faithful word as he had been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine to exhort and to convince the gainsayers. Okay? Especially those that contradict the word. See, by you knowing the word, okay, you can stand. See, many are using man's teaching and even satanic teaching to bring you down if you don't watch it, especially if you don't know the word and hold to it. Thank you, Jesus. And if you don't know that word and hold to it and stand steadfast on it, those that's seeking to overthrow you, that's seeking to bring you down, that's seeking to cause you fall is going to be successful. Okay, hallelujah. I sense the Holy Ghost to say that, and the Spirit of the Lord has been witnessing to me. Now, in verse 10 shows that the evil has come upon them. Why is that? Verse 10 says, for there are many unruly and vain talkers and what? Deceivers. See, deceivers is evil, okay? If you're going to start operating as a deceiver, that means the evil has come upon you. Just like he said in the word of the Lord in that 57th message, when the Lord talks about those that rejoice and because of offense and desire to overthrow you, he said the evil has come upon them. And so for you to operate as a deceiver, the evil has to come upon you, okay? And so the evil had come upon them. And see, here, this is a warning to Titus, watch out. Warning to the bishops, watch out, okay? Hallelujah. And he said, especially they of the circumcision. Now, this is one of the things I wanted to say about the circumcision. There's a twofold application. There's a literal and a figurative or spiritual sense. Now, literal circumcision, we know that it dealt with the Jews. The Jews, you know, in dealing with the circumcised of the flesh, and, you know, they got to a point that even after Jesus now has established a new covenant, they think that, you know, if you wasn't circumcised, that it even messed with your salvation. You wouldn't even say. So he said, even they, he said, of the circumcision, literally, especially of the Jews, literally, okay, but also the circumcision can be those who are Jews in the spirit. Now you say, well, what do you mean? Well, when you look in Romans chapter 2, and I want to flip there right quick, Romans chapter 2 and verse 28 and 29, okay, I'm going to start at verse 26 and go to verse 29. It said, therefore, if the uncircumcision keep the righteousness of the law, shall not his uncircumcision be counted for circumcision? And shall not uncircumcision, which is by nature, if it fulfill the law, judge thee, who by the letter and circumcision don't transgress the law? For he is not a Jew, which is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision which is outward in the flesh. But he is a Jew, which is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart in the spirit and not in the letter, okay, whose praise is not of men but of God, okay? Now, say he's a Jew, not just outward, but inwardly. So, in other words, those who accept Christ as Lord, you become the spirit to Israel. You come of the circumcision. Hallelujah. Jew in the spirit. Okay? And so what I told you that to say this, when he said in verse 10 in Titus chapter 1, he said, especially day of the circumcision, not only does that deal with the literal Jews and things of that nature, but if you look in the spirit, those who are born again, who are Jew inwardly, in the spirit, who've been circumcised in the spirit. So translation, those that claim to even be saved. As I told you before, there are those who claim to be saved, who has the evil has come upon them, and they are now rejoicing to see you fall, rejoicing to overthrow you, plotting and planning to cause your downfall. And God said, be watchful. Be watchful. Hallelujah. And then he goes on to verse 11, and he says, whose mouth must be stopped, who subvert whole houses, teaching things which they ought not for filthy lucre's sake. Now, in verse 11, the word subvert has the same Greek word as the word overthrow, so it means the same, okay? So he said that whose mouth must be stopped, who subvert or overthrown whole houses. Now, in order for them to overthrow or cause the downfall of whole houses, they had to be including the leaders in the houses, okay? It had to include the leader. That's why I say to those of you in leadership position, you need to be watchful, okay? One of the things that the enemy seeks to do, to get a house, he has to get the leader out of the way. Okay, that's why, you know, many men today who don't understand that God has called men to be the head of the household because they had a greater responsibility, don't realize that by them letting the devil run them, is in the plan of the enemy. Because to get the leader out the house, you have a chance to run in on the house. If the leader is not at his signpost being watchful, then the enemy has a chance to sneak in. Okay, so in order for them been able to overthrow whole houses, and here Paul said, teaching things which they ought not, okay, teaching things they had no business to be teaching, okay, for filthy lucre's sake. They money, you know. See, people have different kind of reasons to see your downfall. You may be standing for something that's blocking them from getting gain. You understand what I'm saying? So let's get you out of the way, okay? Let's cause you to fall. We cause you to fall and get you out of the way, then we can proceed with our plan. Do you understand what I'm saying? So God is saying to you, brother, to you, sister, who has been striving to do what God has called you to do and in functioning and operating the way of the Lord, he said, don't be overthrown, be watchful. God is calling you to look out. Don't give in to the plan of the enemy to come down, to be brought down. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And that's the word of the Lord for you today. Hallelujah. Glory to the living God. The word of the Lord for you today. I pray that you will heed it, okay? I pray that you will listen, because God is warning you today through the sending of Elijah. Those of you who've been striving to do your job in the Lord, God said, don't be overthrown, okay? Be watchful. So you have to watch even things we get into that it doesn't lull us into a spiritual sleep. Because if you get lulled to a spiritual sleep, then you can't be watchful. And therefore, those who seek for your overthrow will be successful. Amen. So be watchful. Watch out. Once again, I tell you, some people won't overthrow you because they want what you have. They want to be in your spot, in your position. You know, I say this to you and give you another example. I used to hear and talk with some guys through the years, and one of the things I used to tell them that I didn't understand why they did it, you know, there were some guys who would go talk to other guys about their wives. I mean, talk bad. And talk, especially some stuff they ain't got no business talking. And then what's so bad about it, the guy they talking to has a lustful spirit. And so the guy they talking to, he's talking about the guy's wife with him. But the guy failed to understand that whenever he turned his back, he'll be the same one trying to fool with his wife. And so I'm like, why is you, you know? And so that's why when they be talking to these guys, and these guys are always saying stuff about the man wife to them, you know, trying to keep them in the bad spirit towards her, some of them are doing that on purpose because they want what you have. So you better be watchful. And that's why I said to you, Christian men, if you're doing it, stop it. I'm telling you, you think you're talking to old boy Blue and think that he's your good friend, and you just don't know many times he's plotting behind your back because he hears how you feel about her and how you talking about her. Then he throwing in his 2 cents to try to keep you all revved up against her. But see, when you turn your back, he'll be trying to fool with her. And see, that's what I used to tell some guys. I said, the thing I don't see is why you running your mouth to, and you can see the guy he's talking to has that type of lustful spirit, fool with anybody. And here you is talking to them about your wife and telling them stuff you can get them in to tell her. And you thinking you doing a good thing to talk to someone. No, you talking to the wrong person, okay? So God is saying, be watchful. Same with you, Christian sister. You know, you talking to some of the other ladies, and, oh, your husband ain't this, ain't that, and you talking about, and you thinking that you doing good by talking to somebody and getting off. And see, you talking to someone that wants to see you fall anyway because they want to be in your spot. So, of course, they keep talking noise to you against him to get you turned away and lose out on your marriage and go home, okay? And next thing you know, you look down, and a few months later, who's at your house, okay? So I'm telling you this. God said, don't be overthrown. Don't fall, especially in this snare that those that rejoice and have a desire to see you overthrown. Be watchful, okay? Be watchful. Don't just watch for what they can do to you. Watch what they say to you. Get in that word. Know that word for yourself. Because I'm telling you, if you don't do that, you're going to be an open target to be brought down. Thank you, Jesus. So I am grateful for the word of the Lord today and this opportunity to share the word of God with you. And I thank God for all what he's doing and what he's going to do. Let us pray. Father, we thank you. In the blessed name of thy son, Jesus Christ, for another blessed day in the Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for keeping us and for blessing me to give your word. And Father, I pray that your word, that the people will let it be cultivated in their heart. And Father, take root within their spirit and lead and guide them into the way that you will have them to go. Father, that their eyes may be open to the plan of the enemy, that they will be not overthrown, but be watchful, that their eyes will be open in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we just thank you, Lord, for your precious word and the power of your spirit. And we give you glory and honor and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank God for his word. Don't forget tomorrow, Lord say the same, Brother Daniel Rogers should be on around, I think, 4 or 5 o'clock. And tomorrow night at 7, Lord say the same, Brother Emmanuel Murphy should be coming on. And then, Lord say the same, I will be back on Tuesday night. Look for the advertisers there. So, praise be to God. Thank God for all of you who's listening. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Me broadcast. May God bless you. May he keep you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless.
Behold.
Amen.